You're listening to Women's Voices from the Dayton Correctional Institution, and I'm Renee Wild. Each week, we're taking you inside the women's prison on the west side of Dayton as inmates interview each other on both their personal lives and life behind bars. It's estimated that 60% of women are in prison for drug-related charges, so it was no surprise that drug addiction was a common theme among the women interviewed at DCI. Out of the 10 women in our class, we had a school teacher, a competitive gymnast, and an artist who were all locked up for heroin-related crimes. Here, Melody Williams asked fellow prisoner Amy Wissman about her heroin addiction.
Amy, what brought you here?
I'm a heroin addict, and I started using when I was 16, and I'll be 28 next week. So it's been a long journey, I guess, that got me here. You know, at 16, I was just so vibrant and full of life. And, you know, we used to just, like, ride around in cars after school and maybe smoke a little pot and, you know, buy cigarettes from the carryout that sold to underage kids. And, you know, it was like every day was just like the windows were down, the music was blaring, and it just felt good. You know, it was fun to be alive. So, you know, I just kind of started using drugs in a really casual way. But I honestly kind of sought heroin out. And I think a lot of people maybe don't have that story, but I was so passionate about art and writing and, you know, my idols all did heroin, you know. I thought it was going to be, you know, William S. Burroughs or something, or Jack Kerouac if I was a junkie. So for me, it was like a glamorous, you know. People ask me now a lot, like, how I'm going to be involved in this recovery community and, you know, preventing young kids from getting on heroin and stuff. And I think about me at that age, and I'm like, you couldn't have told me anything.
Let me ask you this question. So if somebody would have given you, let's say, a movie of somebody's life and their downhill spiral on drugs, like, let's say heroin, mm-hmm. and you've seen them dope sick and, you know, sores and the lifestyle going spinning out of control, the desperate acts to keep the drug, would that have changed your mind?
You know, if I would have seen a movie about a rock star's, you know, descent into heroin, you know, I don't know that, I think that still would have been romantic and glamorous to me. But maybe if I would have seen, you know, somebody in detox, you know, puking all over themselves, that maybe would have been a little more vivid.
Do you regret the direction that it took?
I definitely think that I wasted a lot of years. And there are things I won't get back, you know, and that sucks. And the reason that I won't use heroin in the future is because ultimately it's just too steep of a price. I'm not willing to pay out all of these years of misery just for a few, like, really awesome moments. I don't know. I think if I had to do it all over again, I honestly don't know if I would do it differently. And that maybe is, like, a really scary thing to admit.
It's so difficult sometimes to... you want to say you regret a lot of times the things that happen and some of the bad choices that you made, but you know that without those bad choices,
Yeah. You
wouldn't be the person that you are right now.
The best thing that prison has done for me is probably taught me to meditate and to find joy in the little things and to appreciate time in a way that I didn't before, because, you know, the only thing I really regret about that decade of dope is that I think I nodded out through all of it, you know, like I have like 5 memories because I was like gone out of my mind. So that's something I want to do different. I want to remember. In a way, I kind of feel like I'm that 16-year-old kid again, you know, that like when I walk out of these gates, it's going to feel like those car rides used to feel. It's going to be like the windows are rolled down and the stereo's blasting and I'm just driving away into, you know, wide open spaces.
That was Amy Wissman. She was interviewed by fellow prisoner Melody Williams for our series, Women's Voices at the Dayton Correctional Institution. This series is co-produced by WYSO's managing editor, Lewis Wallace, who, along with Community Voices producer, Dr. Vanita Kelly, brought this project to life. For WYSO, I'm Renee Wild.